Hey, it's Wei, and you're listening to Untethered and Prosperous, the podcast where we focus on the two biggest things passionate, purpose-driven entrepreneurs need to untether to become wildly prosperous and successfully happy. And those two huge anchors are bad money stories and chronic self-sabotage. So what we do is have real and inspiring conversations with amazing entrepreneurs who have done just that. So get ready to get untethered and get prosperous. Hey, it's Wei, and welcome to another episode of the Untethered and Prosperous podcast, which is all about helping you becoming untethered from your bad money stories or your self-sabotage patterns that are keeping you from becoming as prosperous as you can possibly be. And once again, we have an 8-minute mic drop from an upcoming guest. And I'm so excited because we just finished recording that full episode and it was so fun, so amazing. Her name is Maureen Pound and the book and project that she's working on is How to Get Laid on Tinder. And you might ask, what does this have to do with becoming untethered? What does this have to be prosperous? What does this have to do with me being an entrepreneur? And I'm telling you right now, because of our conversation, it has everything to do it. Well, most everything. So Maureen, you're on the air. 8 minutes or less, mic drop moment for you.
A lot of you might be wondering, what the heck has Tinder got to do with business? Well, it is about getting untethered. It is about being prosperous. It is about how they are so interlinked. Because in business, you have to constantly deal with rejection and failure and feeling like shit. And in dating, you're dealing with rejection and failure and not feeling that great as well. So it's really about putting yourself out there in the world with great energy in a way that works for you. And sometimes if energy is blocked in some side of our life, like our sexuality or our relationships or our communication, then it blocks us in business as well. So I think we don't talk enough about our relationships and sex and energy. So in this episode, we're talking about all those things, being really candid about how you can release the beast in yourself to be an absolute gun in business and in the bedroom.
Yeah, I love that. And I think one of the things that, you know, listening to this 8-minute mic drop that you can probably, what I'm getting from this is that if I'm feeling stuck in business, to maybe not just look in the business side of things, but also look into my personal world and see if that is contributing to my stuckness or feeling lost or feeling disconnected. Because it sounds like what you're saying is that if we're Tinder being like kind of like the metaphor, right? Like if we're disconnected from ourselves and we're not able to even deal with the same challenges in our personal life that we're dealing with our business, that our business obviously is going to get affected.
Yeah. I just don't know why as human beings, we think it's so separate. Like it's just weird, isn't it?
Right.
It's almost like we put business in this totally different category to other stuff in our lives. It's like we have to, you know, put on a suit and be a different person, metaphorically speaking, in business, when really I think it's a more holistic approach.
Right.
Yeah, so I think it's around having that awareness and working out how you want to turn up in the world, you know, in business, in the bedroom, in relationships.
I love that. So that's their mic drop for this moment, ladies and gentlemen, listening to this, is that if there is a disconnect, maybe where you start to look is not in your business, but what you're doing outside of that, and the whole concept around intimacy, relationship, communication, that could actually be the key to unlocking what's possible for you in the business. And I think that's a pretty good mic drop, just bringing that awareness there. Don't you think?
Yeah. How exciting is that? Like going, okay, so I'm trying to focus on the business and I'm feeling stuck or frustrated. when it's almost like you can take a deep breath and not have to focus on the business. You can make some other changes in your life, in your personal life or your relationships or how you see things, and it's going to have this, you know, amazing impact on your business. I mean, that's takes the pressure off, I reckon.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And, you know, like we talked about with your business partner who was on a previous episode, is that, you know, obviously something along that lines is working because you guys have what we call it, what, a 7-figure going on 8-figure business. So, hey, something's working.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And then also that if you get the right people in your life, because I was in business for years without Carmen, and it doesn't necessarily have to be a business partner, but just inviting the right people into your life can have a huge impact as well.
Right. And maybe it all starts with first allowing yourself to get laid.
Yes. There's, you know, it's so taboo even talking about it. And
yeah,
I think there should be more sex in the world, more good sex, more fun sex between consenting people.
Yeah. And I think the key thing there is consenting, you know. And so to prevent us from going down yet another rabbit hole, because we were doing that the whole entire episode, it is a chock full of super juicy content. I'm going to make sure that you drop the mic and leave the room, because I think that's enough. I was like, for those of you, if you want to hear the full episode, obviously, okay, if you're listening to this, like, oh, this is a different type of episode. I was like, absolutely. It's not the first time we talked about sex, but this is a whole different way to talk about it and how it could be related to you. You got to make sure you subscribe and get the notifications so that you don't miss that episode that's coming up in the next week or two, because absolutely, so fun. You don't want to miss it. Maureen is amazing.
I know, but if they don't want to talk, if they don't want to hear about blowjobs, then they shouldn't listen. Why?
Oh, no. Exactly. Exactly. So you could just skip that one. But if you do and see how that can help your business grow and you become more untethered and prosperous, then you better tune in. Thank you, Maureen. That was awesome. That was perfect. And we'll catch you in that full episode. And that's it for this episode. Thank you for listening, because you listening is what inspires our guests and me to continue doing what we can to help untether and elevate more human beings to new heights of prosperous success. Now, if what you heard today inspired you to want to finally untether from the bad money stories or chronic self-sabotage behavior patterns that's been holding you back, then you'll want to join our exclusive members-only private podcast that dives deeper into the topics discussed here, along with more actionable strategies, tips, and trainings. Just click on the link in the description of this episode to find out more. Until next time.